Hebrews chapter 4. Listen real quickly. Bible says this, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Verse 2, he says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Amen. The word preached didn't profit them. It didn't do them any good at all. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You can have your seat tonight. I'll preach quick and fast and give you enough time to have you a cigarette and fight and a piece of chicken, talk about somebody, and then we'll get on in here and pray in the new year. I didn't ask Darrell what he was preaching tonight, and he didn't ask me what I was going to be preaching. I had this on my heart all week, and the Lord had given me this. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, I was reading my Bible just a few weeks ago, Brother Goble, and this caught my mind and my heart, and I stuck on it for a while. It said, but the word preached did not profit them. We say you need to hear preaching. Preaching gets the job done, and it does. And you're not going to have much of a church, brother, if you don't have no kind of preaching in it. And I'm not talking about, listen, preaching a salvation message or telling your story every Sunday morning, week in, week out. That's fine and in its place. But I'm talking about preaching the whole counsel of God. I'm talking about preaching everything that this book has to offer. Some messages, listen, they lift us up. And some messages may tear us down. But we need to hear of the whole counsel of God. And that preach word, Brother Garrett, it needs to lodge in our hearts and in our minds, and we need to put something with it, and the preached word will do something, and it'll make a change down in your life and down in my life. But he says here in verse 2, Brother Darrell, he said the preached word, hey, they heard it, but it didn't profit them anything because it was not mixed with faith. Boy, my mind began to think, Brother Jason, about, listen, the people that I've preached to, Brother Jamie, over the years, in many different settings and in many different places. I've preached a lot of different churches. I've preached in funerals. I've preached in homes. I've preached in nursing homes. I've preached a lot of different places. But I began to think about the people that heard preaching, that left, and that preached word that was preached did not profit them. I began to think about all the people down through the years. I began to think about all the people that may come here on a Wednesday night or may come here on a Sunday morning and they get preached to, whether it's me preaching or this brother or that brother, the brother's got the kids next door that's a preaching, and the preached word that went out did not profit them. Brother Timmy, there's a group of people I can preach my guts out to, and there's some things that no matter what I say or what I do, it's not going to profit them because it's not mixed with faith. And if you look that word faith up, it means faithfulness. It means to have convictions. It means to be in your place. And I began to think about the people that come to church, listen to hear preaching, and don't get no help. I believe there's some in the Bible, brother, they got preached to and it didn't help them a lick. Come on, brother. I believe there's the people in the Bible, Jesus said in John chapter 3. And you know that verse in 16? Everybody knows that verse. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And you know what it says down from that? It said he didn't come into the world to condemn the world. You know why? Because you was born in condemnation. Yeah. You was born under the judgment of God. When you was born a sinner. But he says, I believe it's in verse 19. He said, you know what the problem is? He said, because men, they love darkness rather than light. And you know why a lot of people that I preach to, that they never get any help. and the word of God don't profit them, Brother Glenn, is because they love, Brother, their old sin. They love wallowing and playing around their old sin. Oh yeah, they'll amen me until I get on their sin. Then they start looking at their cell phone. Then they pick up babies. Then their bladder gets to hurting, and they need to go to the bathroom or have a cigarette or whatever the case may be. Listen, when you get on people's, you get on their sin. Brother, that word I'm preaching, Brother Jamie, it don't profit them a lick because I'm hitting on their sin. Oh yeah. I preached to a lot, Daddy, over the years. When I hit their sin, but they shut me off. I don't want to hear it no more. And I can preach to my gallbladder. It comes out my nose, but it ain't going to help them a lick because a word preached ain't profiting them. Oh, yeah. I preach to people come and say, Brother, I just can't get no help. I just can't get no help. I say, well, you ain't going to ever get no help until you lay down your sin. And you ain't never going to lay down your sin until you lay down your life in full submission unto God. You can't hang on to Jesus with one hand and you hail with the other hand. Hey, listen, you got to be all in, Brother Little Boy, or you ain't in at all. That's right. Brother Randall, that's right, ain't it? Is that good? There's another group, Brother, I preach to. Listen to me, there's another group I preach to. It'll help them a bit. Hey, listen, I can preach. I can preach and I can preach. And it won't profit them a bit. What group's that? Oh, we find it way back in the book of Exodus. About chapter 32. We went through them in Sunday school. Oh, listen, old Moses. That Darrell preached about. He went up on the mountain. Hey, listen, he's up there talking to God, Brother. They done crossed the Red Sea. They done drunk of the water. Out of the rock. They done seen God do miracles and a mighty thing. Hey, but listen, old Moses, he's up in the mountain talking to God. Hey, listen to me. These people did what a lot of people do. They don't get no help from preaching. They got down there and they got idle and they got impatient and they was ignorant. Boy, you talking about a recipe for disaster in a church house. When you get a bunch of idleness and a bunch of impatience and a bunch of ignorance in the house of God, you'll have just what happened in Exodus 32. Amen. You say, what happened, Brother? Well, they said, hey, we don't know what happened to this old man called Moses. We just ain't feeling it no more. Listen, it just ain't like it used to be anymore. Aaron, and Aaron didn't have a backbone. He's afraid to hurt their feelings. Hey, Aaron said, listen, make us God that we can worship. You know the kind of people I can't help. You know the kind of people that don't profit from preaching. It's them that seek to try to mix the world in with the church. Hey, let me tell you something. Ain't no such thing, Brother, as Christian rock. Ain't no such thing as Christian rap. Ain't no such thing as that mess. It's God's way and God's time. And Jeremiah 6:16 says, seek out of the old path and walk therein. And when you find it, stay on it. It's a good path. You know why it's a good path? It's been tried and tested. Right, amen. Yeah. Hey, man. But they said, we want to seek to kind of liven it up a little bit so we can help you down there, get you a little bit of, get them people, get them stirred up a little bit, get them feeling kind of good. So Aaron said, I tell you what, I need an offering. Boy, I tell you what, he said, I need your earrings out of your ears. I need your gold earrings. Boy, they give them real quick. Boy, I tell you right now, isn't it something that you'll give real quick to feel the lust of your flesh? But when it comes to coming time, to giving to the things of God and giving to somebody in need, how you get all tightwad? Huh? Oh, you'll spend that money, get them pills out there.
Yeah.
Huh? Boy, you don't care to throw out that money when you're drinking, running around.
That's right, bro.
Huh? Boy, DirecTV bill comes around, we got to get that paid somehow.
Amen.
Hey, man.
Amen, son.
We got to pull off that earring and give it to that.
Amen.
But we're helping somebody down at the church needs a little help. That's where the one or the five comes in.
Oh, but listen, when we want to do what we want to do, I defeat our flesh. Then we're willing to freely to give those things that God had blessed him with, and God had blessed them from Egypt with. And they said, here, make us a god. Oh, Aaron took it, buddy. He made a god of gold. Hey, listen, like a calf. And the Bible says they got naked. And they began to hear play music. Oh, listen, Moses is coming down the hill. Because God says something ain't right down there. Hey, listen, they began to hear music. And Joshua said, that ain't God's music. That ain't God's sound. Oh, listen to me. There's a difference in the sound of the world and the sound of God. There's a difference when a man's got God on him. And when a man ain't got God on him, and you as a child of God, with the Spirit of God, ought to know the difference between the two.
Amen.
But I can't help nobody, brother, that wants to seek to mix. Well, I come down there, Brother Kevin, but they can't say we ain't got nothing for the kids, because we do. Now, we don't have carnivals. We don't have a bunch of play. We teach them about Jesus and they get saved.
Amen.
Huh? Can't say that.
Thank you, Lord.
Some say, well, I'd come down there. You ever talk to somebody and all they talk about is music in their church?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with music in a church, folks. I preach in churches with music in it. But you ever talk to somebody and all they talk about, boy, this sister sang and that sister sang.
Yeah.
Boy, that singing group was there with that singing group there. I want to know if a man of God stood up and what did he preach and what his message was. And did anybody get any help from God's Word?
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
But I can't help nobody. I can't help them, Garrett.
No, bless your heart,
when they
man.
Seek to mix. Preaching don't profit them, son. Don't profit them. It don't profit them either, Brother Glenn, when they try to mix a bunch of tradition in with it either.
No.
That don't work neither. That don't cut it neither. So you can go one way or the other in this thing. I don't want to go. I want to be right on the line the way God wants us to
Amen.
Be.
Amen.
Amen. Some things we do, here's a preference. We don't have music in the church, that's a preference. We don't preach against that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you what ain't a preference. What that book says right there is not a preference. It's what he says, and we're going to stand on it. And when we don't, we're going to repent and get it right with God.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I can't help you, brother, when you try to seek to mix them two. I can't help you if you like your sin. Brother, I can preach somebody they're blue in the face sitting right there. If they playing around with sin, Brother Timmy, ain't going to help them a lick.
Ain't going to help, brother.
They can pray till the cows come home.
Amen.
But if they want to go out there and play with sin, Brother Rob, I can't. It don't help them not one bit. Now listen, the preaching, Brother Goble, don't profit them because it ain't mixed with faith in them that hear it. Hey, chapter 4 is about rest. I will get on that in a minute. But I can't help nobody that wants to seek to mix something up. You know who else I can't help? And the word of God preached don't profit them. I believe it's about the 5th or maybe the 9th chapter of the book of Matthew. Bible says Jesus went about healing them that were sick. Hey, brother, he went about teaching in the synagogues and preaching the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, listen, and he saw the multitude out there. Hey, they were scattered abroad as sheep and with no shepherd. They was out there scattered, Jamie. They were scattered abroad. And the Bible says that he was moved with compassion because they were scattered out there as sheep with no shepherd. You know kind of the people that preaching don't profit them, brother? It's old scatters.
Amen.
I'm talking about some. They'll hit here and they'll go over there. And they'll hit here. Or they'll scatter here a month. I don't see them for another month. Or they'll scatter here. Or they'll come a little here. Hey, the preaching don't profit them because there's no faithfulness nowhere in the house of God.
Amen. Amen.
And Jesus had compassion. They're scattered out here everywhere. Somebody gets saved, everybody I tell that I baptize. I ain't baptizing you in this church. Matter of fact, I like to watch people for a while before we take them in.
Amen.
But I tell them all this. Listen to me. You better get in a church somewhere and you better bear down that church where they preach the word. And if they don't preach the word, you better get out of that church. If they don't stand on that word, you say, well, Papa's hanging on the wall. Take him with you. Take Papa's picture off the wall. Take him with you. And listen, he probably wouldn't want to be there anyway. But you go somewhere, and there's places around that preach. And you need to be somewhere where they're going to preach on your sin, where they're going to preach on hell, and where they're going to preach your children and tell them what thus saith the word of the Lord.
Amen.
I can't help them, son, if they ain't committed. People that scattered, they ain't committed to nothing.
That's right.
They can't commit to nothing. They're the first ones that said, Brother Kevin, I'll do this. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm a show me man. I hear it all the time. I'm going to do better, Kevin. Show me. I don't care what you say. I don't believe words you got to say. You put some legs on what you say. You put some action on what you say. Don't tell me. Put some legs on it, bless God. And do something for the glory of God. One old woman there back in the South, back in the Civil War time, brother. Hey, listen, she had a beer joint across from her house. And she's praying, praying, praying every night, Brother Timmy. She said, Lord, I want to get rid of that beer joint. Lord, I want to get rid of that beer joint. Well, an old slave woman that she had working for her, she said, what are you praying for? She said, I'm praying at that beer joint across the road. I've been praying and praying and praying that God will burn it down. She said, can I pray with you? Can I pray that prayer with you? She said, yeah, I really want you to. Well, they began to pray. Well, the next morning she got up and looked out to her, and that beer joint was burnt to the ground. She said, what happened? That old slave girl said, I put legs on my prayers. Bless God. Hey, sometimes, hey, listen, God wants you to put some commitment and put some legs on what you say. And, buddy, if you're scattered about, watch me tell them somebody tell the truth. That's right, brother. She put legs on it. Watch her if I ain't telling the truth. Some of you have been in a church a long time. You take somebody that scatters. They scatter. Scattered. They ain't got no commitment to nothing. I'm going to tell you what else they ain't got that scatter. They ain't got no convictions about nothing. They ain't got no conviction about nothing. Well, that's what they do down there, and if they not post a judge. You don't want a judge. I got a good friend that's a Supreme Court judge in Frankfort. Good old feller. You know what he does when he makes a ruling? He writes what's called an opinion. He writes an opinion. He takes all the facts. He takes all the evidence. He takes what is presented before him. And Brother Darrell, he writes an opinion. That's a judgment. Bible says a spiritual man judgeth all things.
What says,
brother? Now, I got an opinion about some things. I mean, it's my opinion.
Amen.
Now, somebody tell me they're saved and they're going to heaven. Bless God. I can't read their heart. But I can tell you what they do.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody tells you they're saved by the grace of God and they're going to heaven, but they don't ever want to get baptized. I got a problem with that.
Too.
Somebody tells you they're saved by the grace of God and they're not faithful in the house of God somewhere. I got a problem with that.
Amen.
Somebody tells you they're saved by the grace of God and you don't ever see no kind of witness out of them, no kind of testimony out of them.
Amen.
Listen, I'm telling you, what kind of opinion do you get out of that? You don't get a good one, do you?
No.
That's our opinion and we're flesh. What kind of opinions God get?
Amen.
That's holy.
Amen.
Hey, man. But God, well, I can't help nobody scatters around. I can't help them. I can't help them. You know what else? I can't help somebody. Listen. I can't help nobody that scatters out there everywhere. I can't help nobody that seeks to mix the world in with the church and in with the preaching. I know Brother Kevin said that and everything all. Hey, but listen, it's okay to mix here and there. I'm going to tell you right now, God is holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And God ain't going to bless a mess. Anything that goes against this book, God ain't going to bless. And God ain't going to bless your sin neither. You know what the problem is with us? In 2016, going in 2017, we've all got a bailout mentality.
Yeah.
Brother, it's all right. Because we all going to get the bailout someday.
That's true, bro.
Your child gets in trouble at school, while you go down there and jump on the teacher and get the bail out. Hey, listen, you get in trouble down there, you get somebody go down there and pay a lawyer, well, you get the bail out. Or you do this and somebody makes an excuse for you, and you get the bail out program. But I'm telling you, God don't have no bail out program. Hey, listen, you stand before God, you'll stand before Him as you are, and there'll be no excuse for none of us. And the Bible says that the word preached didn't profit them. Didn't profit them.
Nope.
You know what else kind of people that you can't, I mean, I can't preach, you can't get to them.
Bless your heart.
Acts chapter 7 people. Who's Acts chapter 7 people? Oh, Stephen's son, he was full of the Holy Ghost. And but he got down there, and then think about the boldness in this. He's down there and rears back, begins to preach this bunch. He starts way back yonder in the Old Testament. He goes through Abraham. He goes through Isaac. He goes through Jacob. He goes through Moses. He goes through their temple. He goes to David and Solomon. He goes all the way to Jesus Christ. A very long chapter. I believe it's the 51st verse in Acts 7. He said this. He stopped up their ears and said, "We don't want to hear it no more." He said, "You stiff-necked. Boy, you hadn't ever preached so hard." Listen to what Stephen said. He pointed right at him. He said, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart." Hey, listen, they were stubborn. And then I'm going to tell you something right now. A kind of people that you can't help. A kind of people that preacher, the preaching don't profit them, is old stubbornness. Old stubbornness don't help nobody. Preaching don't profit them. You preach to them, and all they do, they'll find fault in the preacher.
That's right, brother.
It's always the mean old preacher, Sister Bev. It's always the mean old preacher, Brother Gary. It's a mean old preacher's fault. It's amazing to me. Hey, listen. It's amazing to me. Instead of bumping an altar and getting submitted and getting right with God, you're too stiff-necked and stubborn, and then you end up in hell, and your life ends up a mess. It ain't no preacher's fault. It's your old stubborn fault.
Amen.
That the preaching don't profit you. Because you're too stinking stubborn. Don't like it. Well, you hack and slobber and spit. You crude, you rude. I know I am. But it ain't what I'm saying that bothers some people. It's what I'm saying bothers some of them. Hit on their little nerve, they'll jerk. Amen. Hit on little that, they'll find fault. It get too hot in here, and they either gonna get right, they don't, they get out, they get distant. And instead of saying, "You know what, I'm not going around that no more because I'm under conviction, I ain't right," then they'll find fault in me, they'll find fault in you and everything else in the blessed God world, and get on out and run you down. And about 5 years later, their life will be in hell in a mess because they're too stinking stubborn for the preaching to profit them. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Gert, you've been in church a long time. I know you've seen example after example of people like that. Brother Glenn, I know you and Sister Shirley have seen example after example of the type of people. Then, what kind of people is preaching prophet? Well, it's right in that short verse, short chapter in the book of Hebrews. He talks about working and working and working. You know, kind of people never get no kind of rest. They want to work all the time for their salvation. They want to work all the time for something for God. You got this one crowd that says, you can't work to be saved. But now once you get saved, you got to work real hard to keep your salvation. Let me tell you something. If you're saved by the grace of God, that will come through you. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to try at it. If you're a new creature, the Bible says it'll just come out in you anyway. My children are my children, ain't they? They got my genetics. They got my characteristics. Some things are going to come out in them that's part of me. Can't stop it. If you're a child of God, it's naturally just going to flow from you. Amen? Amen? And people that profit from preaching, they kind of rest in the work of Christ. I'm going to heaven. Listen, I ain't worried about going to hell. I'm going to heaven not because of me.
Amen.
Not because I pastor, not because I'm a preacher. Brother, I'm going because of him. I ain't going because of me, son. If it's up to old Brother Kevin, I'm going to bust hell wide open. If it's up Brother Kevin to keep myself, I'm going to fall and go to hell because I can't keep myself. He keeps me through the faith in God. He's born in you. He'll keep you to the end.
Amen.
Amen,
brother.
He talks about that right there in that. People that profit from preaching, They rest in the work of Jesus Christ. People that profit from preaching, there's a verse down there that says the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Because sometimes that Word of God's sharp, buddy.
Yep.
It says this here, it divides asunder the soul and the spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hey, people that profit from preaching, they let the Word of God, they don't get mad at the preacher. They don't get mad at everything else. They're not so hypersensitive, bless God. You say something, they puff up, bless God. You hurt my feelings. I'm going to take my ball and go to the house. Bless God, they take it and they say, help me, oh God. I'll preach it, preacher.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
That's what they say, ain't it?
Right.
I preach to them, they only speak to me sometimes.
That's right.
Huh? But people that profit from preaching, they like that Word of God, Randall.
Amen.
Randall said he's coming down here. He first started coming. He said, I beat him up, buddy. He said, oh, God. But now he loves it. He loves it. You get submitted and you get right with God. Buddy, I beat my own self up, son. This preaching week beats me up. Listen, I wouldn't go somewhere where they didn't beat me up every now with the Word of God. If you're doing that good, bless God, hey, I don't know about you. I ain't doing that good. I need somebody to tell me something. I need somebody to get on my hide sometimes. Hey, listen, if you're going to profit from preaching, you're going to have to take a good dose of some good heart, a Word of God.
Amen.
And people, I'm going to tell you something. It's right in that chapter right there about rest. People that profit from preaching, brother, they rest in the work of Christ. They could take the Word of God being preached. They profit from it. They say, preach to me, preacher. I like it. You know what else? That last verse in that chapter, it said that we can enter in boldly to the throne of grace. And it says this, that we can find help in a time of need. You know kind of the people that profit from preaching, bro, when you need some help, but you can go in there in the throne of grace because you've trusted in the work of Christ, because you love that Word of God. You can go in there and get you some help when you're in a time of need in your life. You can go in there, brother, when the bottom falls out. And the Bible don't say you got to tiptoe in the throne. He says you can go in there boldly into the throne of grace to find help in the time of need.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I want preaching to profit me. I want the preached word to do something down in my soul.
Amen.
I want the preached word to move me, Brother Garrett.
Yeah.
That's right. I want it to stir me up.
Amen,
down in my life. So much so, little boy, that when I leave out of here, that I'm thinking about it on the way home.
Right.
And I'm thinking about it on Monday morning.
Amen.
And I might get on the computer and listen to it and hear that message again.
Right.
And listen, because it's on there. Because it'll help you. I'm telling you, we need the Word of God. You can't get enough of the Word of God. But he said right here, they didn't profit from preaching. I wonder, in this little room tonight, fuse here, how many going to be here tomorrow? They don't profit nothing. Hey, sometimes the Holy Ghost will tell a preacher when he's up there, they ain't profiting 1 ounce from a thing you've said. I'm telling you the truth. Because when I say something or I get on a certain topic, boil up, buddy. Boil up. Because I don't like that. Because that's their youngin'. That's their daddy. That's their mommy. That's me. I've got that little secret thing I hide. And they boil up. But the preacher don't know that about you. I can't keep up with my own self all week. I'm going to run around and worry about your hide all week. But I can tell you right now, God, if you're saved, God knows about you.
Amen.
He knows about the little cuss words you say on the job.
Yeah, that's right,
he knows
brother.
About the little things you look at you ain't supposed to look at. He knows about your attitude. He knows about what you've been talking about somebody you ain't. He knows that. And he knows exactly what you've been saying and who you've been saying it to.
He sure
and he'll take a preacher, get up and preach. And he'll think, oh. Well, the preacher really don't know. He just done being obedient preaching something to you.
Yep.
Are you going to take it or not? You're going to be like a lot of people. Go on out of here. Go on one of these other churches down here. Clap away tonight.
Happy clapping.
Clap away tonight. Join hands and sing Kumbaya to hell tonight.
Yeah.
But we feel good.
Yeah.
It helps me. It encourages me. Brother, I'm sorry, but the Bible says that this word of God will reprove you. It'll rebuke you. It'll instruct you. And sometimes it'll exhort you. But if you'll read that, most of the time it's going to reprove and rebuke you, give you some instruction. Most of the time, it's what it's going to do. If it ain't doing it most of the time to you, then hey, you must might as well sprout them up. You're getting ready to go on home. You're so holy. But I ain't. And you ain't neither, bless God. You ain't neither. So we just pray about it. As we stand tonight, Brother Gert, will you got something you can sing us tonight? As we stand, heads bowed and eyes closed. I don't know if there's anybody in here tonight needs prayer, needs an altar. Anybody in here needs a touch? If you're a sister in here, listen, you want a sister to pray for you, I promise you come. There'll be sisters here praying with you. Brothers, you need to come. Anybody here want to come and pray? We'll pray with you, talk to you, help you any way we can. We love you. Brother Garrett, sing us something, brother, whatever's on your heart there to sing, whatever. And while brothers are singing this,